City Council President Darrell Clark says Philadelphia hotels frequently are built with city subsidies.
I don't know of a single hotel in the city of Philadelphia, frankly speaking, in the last couple of decades that was built without some sort of subsidy. So if the question is it too much, we will have that conversation.
The developer for the 700-room upscale project on Chestnut Street near Broad is seeking $33 million in tax increment financing grants from the city. Under the program, the city grants back tax money so the developer can pay down loans more quickly. Sean Clancy, general manager of the Lowe's Philadelphia Hotel, says there's not enough demand for another large high-end property. He says the city would be helping a project that would cannibalize business from existing hotels.
After adjusting for reductions at other hotel properties, the proposed project will not generate nearly the amount of tax increment or jobs that the developers claim, and the city may very well end up giving away more money in subsidies than it receives in additional taxes.
City Council's planning a hearing on the matter. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.